Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. You are appreciated. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. Okay, we have an excellent program for you here today. We'd like to introduce my friend and special guest, Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions, and today we're going to review some of the many reasons that you would benefit from selling your house as is with Ben's firm, Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thank you for having me back and look forward to giving your listeners hopefully some great information.
All right. I know you will. So for our listeners, be sure to write this phone number down. I'm going to give you a phone number and the website. You're definitely going to want to reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions. Here's the phone number, 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199. You could also go online at home. You spell it just like it sounds. HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. It's an excellent website. It is loaded with great information. And Ben, let's talk about some of the many reasons that one of our listeners or maybe someone they know should reach out to Home Downsizing Solutions in an effort to sell their house as is.
Absolutely. One story that I'd like to share, and this might go against everything that we've talked about in the past and what people might perceive would be the typical reason a person would choose to call a cash home buying company. But several years ago, I worked with a couple that had a townhouse, but it was in impeccable condition. It was perfect. And quite frankly, when I went to visit them after they'd called us to ask if we could come out and take a look at their home because they wanted to sell and move. And I said, you know, what can I solve for you? What can I help you with here by buying this townhouse? It's in great condition. And they said, you know, we just don't want people coming through our house. We don't want to sell the traditional manner. We've gone that way a couple times in the past and it wasn't pleasant for us. And so we just want to be done. We just want you to come in here, buy the house so that we can move and transition on our schedule and be done. And so that's what we did. And he was so pleased with what we did for them that he even ended up making a TV commercial for us that we filmed several years ago.
Wow.
And so that was an atypical situation where you wouldn't think that a company like mine would be able to solve any problem And there would be no reason for him not to sell a house in a traditional manner. But he simply, you know, he valued the benefits that we offered, which is something that I often say. And he just wanted to sell it in a simple, stress-free, straightforward way and be done.
Well, here are the challenges that you solved for him. Number one, convenience. He didn't want to be disrupted or inconvenienced with all of the normal things that go along with a retail real estate transaction. And number two, he didn't want people in his house. I get that, especially right now with COVID, right? Do you want, you know, person after person after couple after couple after family traipsing in and out of your house on just a moment's notice, especially in the wintertime, dragging in snow and dirt and everything else into your beautiful home and coming in and could possibly be infected with COVID? I mean, it seems like half the world is infected with this stuff right now. I mean, it's a serious issue, and it's just a mess out there. Do you want all these people coming in and out of your house? I mean, those are some of the things that you solved for him: the convenience and the lack of the disruption. You solved the disruption because you're so easy to work with.
That's correct. It was just a simpler way for him to go from point A to get to where he wanted to get to point B. And if I could give another example, I guess, something that's probably the absolute opposite of what we just discussed there is last year, as a matter of fact, and we've had numerous instances like this or similar to this. But we had a call from an out-of-town daughter of a lady there in Kansas City that the parent was living in a house where they really shouldn't have been living in. Mm-hmm. If the city would have come in or somebody would have called and complained, I think the city would have come in and forced her and taken her out of the home. It was a hoarding situation. It was not a nice house to be in. I'll kind of leave it like that.
You're being kind, it sounds like. This sounds like it was a disaster inside of the home.
Yes, the person could take that from that those comments that it just wasn't safe for mom to be in the home.
Yeah.
And the daughter was from out of town. She certainly didn't have any interest in trying to call contractors to get bids to improve the house, to make it market ready, things like that. And she also was on a time frame to get mom into a senior community. And so we were able to look at the house, give them an offer based on the complete as is condition of the house so that they didn't have to do anything except move mom into the senior community that they had chosen. And so we bought the house. We actually gave them some time to make that transition into the senior community. And the out-of-town daughter didn't have to do anything to the house. They collected their check for mom so that she had some funds for the senior community. And that was, they were done. They didn't have to do anything else to the house in order to get a market ready or sold.
Okay, so you just kind of talk about this like it's every day. And it is, by the way, it is every day with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, because this is what Ben does. But I think this is probably outside of the norm. A couple of things that caught my attention, Ben. First of all, you purchased the home, or they sold the house as is, meaning they took what they wanted and they just walked away. Am I understanding that correctly?
Correct.
Okay. And then did you handle basically kind of gutting the house or getting rid of all of the stuff in the house?
Yes. After she moved out, then we took possession of the house and we cleaned everything up and worked with other parties to get the house into a nicer condition. And that's where things are at this point to improve the neighborhood even.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, the neighbors even appreciate Home Downsizing Solutions.
some of them certainly could or do or should anyway. Yes. Whenever we take a situation where the house is kind of an eyesore, where it needs to be improved, it literally can improve a neighborhood when you have one or two houses that could use improving.
Okay. All right. So that was one thing that caught my ear. So a lot of these cash home buying companies, they're out for a quick buck, and they might purchase the house. They may or may not do a good job with that, but I doubt if anyone is going to go to the extent that Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions does. These folks walked away from the house and he took care of everything else, right? So cleaning it up, and this was a hoarding situation. Ben's very, very kind, but the bottom line is that this place was packed full of stuff, right, that shouldn't have been there. Maybe the house should have even or could have even possibly have been condemned if it would have reached that level of knowledge from the community or from a mandatory reporter, if you will. So the bottom line is that Ben took care of that, and that's just part of the service. The other thing, Ben, that caught my attention was that you allowed them to stay in the home for a period of time waiting to move to their senior care community.
Correct. We can be very flexible with closing times, with possession times and dates, so that it is, I'm sure you probably know it's oftentimes where a community or apartment complex, especially if a person wants a ground floor unit or something like that, and especially if they want to take a pet with them, that sometimes those apartments are far and few between. Yep. And so if a person says, I have the opportunity to get one of those, but I need to be there like yesterday, then we're an excellent solution or service that will allow that to happen. So
excellent.
That we can close very quickly and allow that person to transition to that apartment or new home of their choice on their schedule.
Okay. We're going to have more with Ben right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must move out of your house once the transaction is closed. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app Audacy, and that's AUDACY. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must move out of your house once the transaction is closed. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false, but it's only false with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions. Traditionally, Ben, I think that's true. Once you close the deal, you hand and keys over and you're out. Is that correct?
That would be the typical way that a transaction would happen, is especially with a retail or traditional sale of the house to a traditional buyer, is if a person's getting a loan, then once the interest rate clock or interest payment clock starts, most buyers are certainly going to want possession of the house.
Yep.
And so that they're controlling things, so that their fear of a seller doing something to the house is not going to happen anymore. So that sure. is typically true. Correct?
Okay. All right. So normally that's true, but it's false. You don't have to move out of your house right away after closing with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, we were visiting on the break off mic, and you had another just really great story. Could you share that with us today?
Absolutely. There's actually two. I'm trying to think of which one I like best. But in order to, and this doesn't always happen, but in regards to how fast we can close, for our company's sake, I can wire funds immediately. I have access to funds so that one, as soon as the title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork, we're ready to close. And there was one situation a few years ago where I was a son that was from out of state contacted me about his father, that he wanted to take his father back to where he was now. And the house wasn't in bad shape, but it was dated. Hadn't had anything done to it for, again, the 25 or 30 years that he had owned it. And I met with them on one day, and they made them an offer while I was there. They agreed to it and accepted the offer. We wrote up the paperwork. I got it to our title company right away, and we closed the next day within 24 hours of having that agreement.
Wow.
And the next day, the son took the father to the title company. They received their funds, and they were in the car, packed up, and headed to California. Literally, that's where they were going that next day. So that's an extreme, I guess, situation where a person really, they were ready to go, and they were ready to pack up. They weren't taking much with them, obviously, whatever they could put in a car.
Yeah.
And they were headed out of town. So we made it happen very quickly for them.
That is amazing. You bent over backwards. I know you do that for all of your clients, but you really helped them get that done very expeditiously. And that is fantastic. So for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, if this is getting your attention, you're like, you know what? I need to give Ben a call. We need to check that out. See if this is a good fit for us. Reach out. Immediately, Ben will get with you. He's a straight shooter. He's a great guy. 402-450-0199. 402-450-0199. Or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. All right. And so, Ben, and also I had one other question, but this thought popped up. Does someone need to be like physically present to sign all the paperwork, and or can that be done electronically for someone that, you know, may live out of town?
Sure. As far as the initial paperwork, the purchase agreement, that can be done electronically with just e-signatures through email. For the actual closing, though, we have had situations where there were family members that were not in Kansas City. And so the title company was able to email them or FedEx them documents for the closing. So they just needed to go to a notary to get those signed and then FedEx them back to the title company. And so we were able to close that way without anyone having to actually be at the closing.
Yeah. So you could overnight those, and then they can take care of their end, overnight it back. So we're looking at a couple of days. That's good. So, all right. And then offline again on the break, you and I and our great producer, Sean, kind of got into a quick discussion of some of these, this bombardment really of all these advertisements saying, hey, it's quick, convenient. We don't even have to look at your house. We can just check it out online, make you an offer, and send you the money. That sounds a little scary to me. How do you feel about those ads and those providers?
Well, if it's me running the ads, that's probably accurate, first of all. But you're correct that there are tons with any economic cycle, as with real estate, it seems like this happens all the time. Before the 2008 correction, you had a lot of people getting into real estate, both on the agent, real estate agent side, and the home buyer side. Now, because this economic cycle has ran so long, you have a lot more people, and with technology, that's enabled people to get into this business that are located literally anywhere. They can run ads, whether it's online or TV or elsewhere, that states that they buy houses for cash without really having any without having any intent or ability to. Mm-hmm. And so if a person does want to look into selling a house this way, there's certainly a few things that they need to look at. I think we talked a couple months ago in regards to the different things, but definitely check their Better Business Bureau reviews, check their Google reviews. The one other thing, I would contact the title company that they're utilizing, because usually they will have to use a title company, or you want them to be using a title company. If they're not, that's a big red flag. Mm-hmm. But I know that in my situation, I can give a name to my closer that I've used for years at a local title company, and they can verify that I do indeed buy houses and can pay cash and close whenever a person wants. And so if it's an out of town person, then you can get that verified. Mm-hmm. So that you know that you're working with a real person. And if it's a company that just has sprouted up in the last, few months or few years, that might be a red flag too. Yep. I don't think there's many companies that do this that have been around for 25 plus years and are still in business.
That's right. That's right. 25 plus years, rated at the top of the scale by the Better Business Bureau, doing business with a trusted resource and a great human being. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, 402-450-0199. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve. And if anyone has any questions, I'm here to be of service to you and your listeners.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of our podcasts of all the recent episodes at seniorcarelive.com and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this one was from CNBC. It was all over the news on all the different broadcasts and all the different posting, but it was from January the 13th. Supreme Court blocks Biden COVID vaccine mandate for businesses, but allows healthcare worker rule. That's the title. Goes on to say the Supreme Court on Thursday, that would have been Thursday the 13th, blocked the Biden administration from enforcing its sweeping vaccine or test requirements for large private companies, but allowed a vaccine mandate to stand for medical facilities that accept Medicare or Medicaid payments. So the ruling came 3 days after OSHA's emergency measure for businesses started to take effect. So this is a huge, huge deal, regardless of your belief of what should be, right or wrong on this thing. The mandate required that workers at businesses with 100 or more employees get vaccinated or submit negative COVID test weekly to enter the workplace. It also required unvaccinated workers to wear masks indoors at work. One of my thoughts is, so we're trying to protect the health and safety if you're in an employer with 100 or more employees. But, well, what about if you have 90 employees? Are they less important? Do we not care about them? Okay, I'm being a little facetious, but you see where I'm going with this, all right? Quote, although Congress has indisputably given OSHA the power to regulate occupational dangers, it has not given that agency the power to regulate public health more broadly, according to the court. And then another quote, requiring the vaccination of 84 million Americans selected simply because they work for employers with more than 100 employees certainly falls into that latter category. That's according to the court. So I think you know where I stand on this thing. You let the genie out of the bottle if you allow the government to say what you have to pump into your body. I don't like that. I am very, very much for freedom of choice. My body, my choice certainly applies here as well as the traditional sense. Pretty provocative stuff, but hey, you know, let's just be really frank and candid about this. And at the same time, I am vaccinated. I have every vaccine that you can put in someone's body. So I am not anti-vax, but I must say I am for choice, choosing what happens in your body medically. Right. So but then I also appreciate trying to keep everybody safe. So how's that for one foot on this side and one foot on that side? All right. I kind of get it. And then this was also from last week. It was all over every single news outlet that you could find. Repeated COVID boosters, not viable strategy against new variants, according to the WHO, experts warn. The World Health Organization experts have warned that repeated booster doses of the original COVID vaccines is not a viable strategy against emerging variants and called for new jabs that better protect against transmission. Okay, so they go on to say a vaccination strategy based on repeated booster doses of the original vaccine composition is unlikely to be appropriate or sustainable. And that's according to the WHO Technical Advisory Group. And it goes on and on and on, talking about, you know, we need other strategies, other vaccines to deal with emergent COVID variants such as Omicron. All right, so... There are all kinds of problems with this statement as well. So the second Pfizer or Moderna or, you know, list insert pharmaceutical company here. The second they come up with something that works specifically for Omicron, we're going to be about 10 variants past that one. OK, so you have to do something, but they're saying, oh, you know, the boosters and all that kind of stuff, and just getting a booster every, you know, I don't know, 6 months, 4 months, whatever it's going to end up being, that's not really helping that much. So this is really interesting. Again, going to be provocative here. Do you believe the science? If so, which, and I'm putting up my air quotes, which expert do you believe? Isn't it all based in science anyway? If so, why do we have Dr. Fauci running around saying, booster, 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 booster? That's all he talks about. Could not recommend it more strongly. But then we have some other experts grounded purely in science, the World Health Organization, saying that's not a viable strategy and will not help. Something to think about. All right, let's shift gears here from all of this news that frankly is infuriating sometimes with all of the conflicting information. It's no wonder nobody wants to, I wouldn't say no one. It's no wonder millions and millions of people don't trust any of this. They don't know who to believe. So the FDA's own statement saying that they've authorized the Pfizer vaccine. This has been a while back. I shared it on this program. To, quote, prevent COVID-19, and it doesn't prevent squat. Okay, so their very own announcement and approval from the FDA was inaccurate and incorrect. It's no wonder so many millions of people don't trust any of this. Okay, that's all I'm going to rant about this. I could go on for, maybe an hour or two, and I won't. And I'm not trying to make anyone mad. I'm trying to be provocative. Get you thinking. All right, let's shift gears here and move on to assisted living pricing models, because this is part of the confusion. If you wade out into the market like hundreds and hundreds of families are doing this very moment, and if you need the assisted living level of care, which means that you're not independent anymore, you need some help with those activities of daily living, and you don't need that long-term care, also known as the nursing home level of care, you certainly don't need that much help, that much care. You're definitely more capable than that. You're in that middle ground of assisted living. You need a little help, minimally or fully, with bathing, dressing, grooming, using the toilet. You may need a little incontinence support. You may need help with your medications. Make sure you take those on time. You need someone to cook all of your meals, provide your snacks and hydration. It would be super convenient to have some physicians and other medical personnel that would come to you instead of you going to them. You could really benefit from some socialization, some meaningful activities to improve quality of life. All of those sort of things are offered at the assisted living level of care. But then you go to one and they say, it's $3,200. Only $3,200 a month? Wow, that's a bargain. I heard about some of these other places that were like $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. And then they'll call me at Senior Care Consulting and they're just completely confused. Well, why the discrepancy? I mean, I'm so confused, my head's about to fall off. It's been off my shoulders, right? And trust me, I get lots of calls about the assisted living level of care. I've mentioned before that it is the second most difficult level of care when searching for a senior care community. Clearly, the most difficult level of care to search on, and we won't go into that today, but that's a continuing care retirement community where there are all kinds of different layers and levels of service that you have to figure out to make sure if it's the right one or not. You have independent living, assisted living, and long-term care, all offered by the same organization in a campus-style setting or under one roof, and some with entrance fees, some with not. Without some accept Medicaid, some do not. Some offer memory care, some do not. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, okay? So that's the most difficult senior care community to try to solve and figure out which one is the right one for you. But the second one, a close second, is assisted living. It's all over the board. It's not a standardized model. Some offer just a little bit of care and support. So it would be on the lower end of that level of care spectrum, if you will. Some bend over backwards to keep you out of long-term care and approach that level of care and everything in between. Plus, we have three distinct pricing models. So coming up next, I will review the pricing models at the assisted living level of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the assisted living pricing models. There are three distinct pricing models in our area. So the, and this is, I'm focusing very specifically on the assisted living level of care. And again, this is part of why the assisted living level of care is the second most difficult level of care for the average consumer to figure out and actually choose the one that best fits them. It's just part of the inconsistencies. So, for example, when you move to long-term care, you pay a daily rate and that's it. It is what it is. It's very black and white. They're all licensed the same. They all are licensed to provide the same care, the same type of care, the same range of care. Obviously, some deliver better than others, but they're all very, it's a very standardized model, if you will. The assisted living model is not standardized. It's all over the board. So the first pricing model, which is, according to my clients, they like this one the best. Starting to see more and more places adopt this one. It's a flat fee for service. That's pricing model number one. A flat fee for service says for a studio apartment or a one-bedroom apartment or one bedroom with a den, two bedroom, whatever the configuration is, whatever the size of the apartment, it is X dollars per month. And that's it. That's it. No add-on charges, no surprise fees, no ups, downs, nothing. It is a X dollars. It's $5,200 a month. It's $4,800 a month. It's $6,950 a month. Whatever it is, that's what it is. It is a flat fee for service. My clients with Senior Care Consulting, they really like this. It is, you have an expected cost. They can budget. With their assets and the income, we can very, very precisely project how long their assets will last at a particular burn rate or flat fee for service. So it makes that very, very simple. So you've got a flat fee for service, easy for budgeting, no surprises, etc. So again, that is one that Senior Care Consulting clients really, really like. And I'm starting to see, again, and this is for the assisted living level of care, I'm starting to see more and more places go to this. So the people who would maybe push back against that would say, well, if I'm doing really, really well, aren't I overpaying when I enter the assisted living community? Yeah, you probably are a little bit. But then once you stay there and age in place and have a decline, and now you're requiring, down the road, you're requiring a lot of support, you're probably underpaying at that point. So it all evens out. And that's the concept. So flat fee for service, the second most common pricing model is a base plus a la carte. And I have to say, I don't like this one as much. So if you see a base charge plus a la carte, that means that you're going to be charged a little bit for this and a little bit for that and a little bit for this and a little bit for that, and then they add it all up. The goal with a base plus a la carte is to have precise billing. Pay for exactly what you need. Now, the downside of that is I've had some of my clients move into assisted living communities, base plus a la carte, and then I start getting phone calls down the road saying, kind of complaining about the pricing, base plus a la carte. They say, well, you know, I could see the point and everything's fine, but I don't like this bill. Every month, it sets up almost an adversarial phone call or review. Well, now, wait a minute. I've got this long laundry list of all these charges, and you charge me $10 there, and you charge me $50 over there, and all this stuff adds up. Well, did mom really get, you know, this on this day that you charged me $20 for, and did she really use this many supplies? You know, you see what I'm talking about. So I won't go too much in depth into that, but I've had my clients say they kind of feel like they were nickeled and dimed a little bit, if you will. And so they didn't totally love that one. And then the most common assisted living pricing model in our market is a base plus level of care. Base plus a level of care charge. And so you'll see that base. And so that's when I mentioned in that last segment, like the $3,200. So you'll have people wading into the market, and they're just, that's when I get the phone call. Well, Steve, one place said 3,200 and the other one said 6,900. Why is there such a huge discrepancy? Well, I know exactly what happened. You were told about the base, and either A, you forgot about the level of care charge, or B, you weren't told about the level of care charge. So it kind of looks like a bait and switch kind of a situation. And trust me, I've heard all the stories. I think both of those scenarios happened. But that base might be $3,200 for a studio apartment in the assisted living level of care. And then you have a level of care charge. So what that means is, if you are more independent, you just need a little bit of help with this and that, you might be a level of care one or a level of care two. If you come in and you're in the middle of the road, you might be a level of care three, right in there. And then you may have a level of care four or even five on the upper end, where someone needs a tremendous amount of support. They're using a lot of resources, staffing or personnel-wise. Might be using equipment, might be using a lot more supplies, et cetera, et cetera. And so that would fall into that category. So there's that base charge of $3,200 or $4,800, whatever it is. Okay. And then you have level of care. And so personnel from the assisted living community will conduct an assessment. And they'll find out, okay, you need your medications dispensed. You need shower assistance twice a week. You need help getting dressed. You need help walking to and from the dining room. I mean, there's a whole checklist, a lot of things that they'll ask you. How can we help you? And what are you independent with? And then where are the areas where we'll need to help you? And then they assign points to those tasks or that help. And then, you know, 1 to 5 points falls into level of care one. I'm just making this up, okay? 6 to 10 points, level of care two. 11 to, right? So on and on and on and on, all the way up. And it could be a lot more points than that. The points could be different at each place. Everyone does this differently. But the whole point is, you're paying a base plus a little bit if you need a little bit of help, and then a lot more if you need a lot more help. So that's the most common one. And then the vast majority of assisted living communities will have what's called a community fee. And that, think of it as a one-time, non-refundable HOA fee, right? So it goes into common area maintenance, maybe replacing carpet in the lobby, putting a new TV in the bistro, establishing a new garden for the residents. So those sort of things is what this community fee would typically be used for. They could range anywhere from $1,000 to about $3,000. And again, it's upfront, it's one time, and it's non-refundable. It's not every month, but it's just a one-time cost. Some places don't have community fees, but I'll say the majority of places do have at least a $1,000 community fee. So if all of that makes your head spin off your shoulders and you're like, oh no, we're not getting into all that, feel free to reach out and give me a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. We will help walk alongside you. We will help guide you through this maze, this very difficult search and selection process when choosing an assisted living community for your elder loved one. Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.